You all have pegged out on pizza and enjoyed the remainder of your evening. And I will say, of course, Trixie, you have a free moment if you would like to do what you asked me.
Oh, I'm curious now.
Would you like to call the friend?
I would.
Go ahead.
Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
I'm going to call Julio.
Of course.
What do you say?
Julio, I have some good news.
I don't care. You're just here.
I quit.
You what? Wait, you hear him get really close. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Wait, why?
I'm free.
Because I'm gonna go to the school.
Oh.
I want to be a counselor.
Oh.
Yeah.
So wait, you didn't quit then? Oh. You just changed your job.
Also, you're on my resume as a
You didn't reference. Ask.
Can you please be on my resume?
No. Take me off.
Oh. No,
but
actually,
it's
keep me
already,
on.
I typed it up so quick.
Actually, keep me on. I'll say some great things.
Oh, horrible.
You
things.
Already typed it?
It's already typed.
You can't just type and not ask.
I thought you'd be okay with it because you're one of my closest friends.
Fine. You can keep me on your resume.
I could be on yours.
No. And then it just hangs up.
Oh no, you dick! I send back the Taylor Swift meme of just like bad blood. Now we got bad blood.
Alright. So you all enjoy the remainder of the evening of the happy party, and eventually the night comes to an end, and it is the following day. Where did you all stay? Did you all stay at Abby's? Sleep over at Abby's?
I think we all passed out.
Pizza comas are wild, man. So okay, pizza coma at Abby's, 100%. So you all are sleeping in her living room as you all are waking up from your pizza comas.
Who won the pizza eating contest?
I don't know. Everyone rolled 2d6s for me. If you were part of the pizza eating contest, roll 2d6.
Okay, Cecily's totally going to say she did it too. Why not?
Roll 2d6.
On the eve of a happy party, why not?
Got a 5.
Oh.
Is that how many boxes we ate?
No! That would be wild. No. Oh my god. So far, Sammy's winning.
Yep, that's fine. His secret was he just put his pizzas in the bag.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't give away my secrets!
Yeah, might have happened.
Why does your bag smell suspiciously of pepperoni? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
It was a pizza I brought in from Italy.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry about it. I had to put it somewhere.
I just paid it back.
Yeah, I had to put it somewhere.
I just put it back.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, how are you packing it away? So, what? Are you packing it away?
Are you? Are you actually packing it away?
Are you actually packing it away? Yeah.
All right. So
I can't believe this guy.
The next
we have a nice, friendly pizza eating contest, and you just shame with your magical Mary Poppins bag.
Finally, someone.
It wasn't the bag. I secretly pick up Eddie's bar token and put it back in my pocket.
Oh. I'm also very proud of you. Just so you know.
Of me?
Yeah.
What I do?
Lay out those pizzas, and you also, save the world and whatever.
But the pizza was better, right? That was more impressive.
I don't know yet. You still got things to do in life,
So back to the morning.
Hey, nice shot back there, by the way, with that, mask girl thing.
Oh yeah, thanks.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I didn't really want to shoot her, but I mean, she kind of gave me no choice.
You just say she was in the way of your bullet, that's all.
No, I didn't really hit her, you know. I hit the thing behind her, because I thought, you know, science and all that. Something might has to happen, right?
I mean, sure, you know. I mean, hey, it launched her. That was kind of cool.
You know what else is cool? Nunchucks.
Oh, you mean like these?
Like which ones? Did you bust out nunchucks?
He rolled.
Wait, do I?
You stole her nunchucks.
You stole my nunchucks. Those are mine.
I pulled your own nunchucks out of the bag. Yep.
You know what? Keep them.
Oh, sweet. Thanks.
Yeah.
Put it back in the bag.
I have nunchucks.
I don't, but hey, you know what? I have now. That's great.
Now you have nunchucks and I don't, so. But I still got my gun.
Yeah, watch nunchucks, out. Nunchucks are going to be totally effective against your gun. Mm-hmm.
I think Stella will probably like stir away going, why is everyone shouting so loud? It's so early and I ate too much pizza.
Yeah, you still have a little pepperoni stuck.
Don't point it out. I will end you.
Oh my god.
You're perfect. Chicken. She's going to sick the chicken on me.
It's not my chicken to sick. Stella will sit up and then Abby will just in her sleep go, Lady Gwendolyn, we'll end you.
Writes that in her notebook.
Lady Gwendolyn will not be ignored. She just sits up. I had a dream. Sorry. Hi. What's happening?
We're just waking up.
Oh, okay, cool.
I like how we all slept over.
That happens a lot
pizza
here.
Pizza comas will also do that.
Yeah. That happens.
Okay. We should go find Archer.
Probably. Where would he be?
I would say we can call him, but I don't think a cat can use a phone.
I mean, this is Archer. He could probably use it anyway. Just by sheer will.
Well, I guess we could go to Archer's usual haunts, see if we can find him there.
Yeah, let's bring him a gift. I reach up and I take like a Happy Easter balloon.
Right.
Happy Easter.
So you all, where are you heading? Tell me about this. Where are you going?
My first guess would probably be the Sanctum.
Okay. Does everyone agree to go to the Sanctum?
Yep.
Sanctum.
All right. You all head back to the old church. Go down the elevator and arrive at the Sanctum, which is currently alight this time, with a buzz of movement. And as you walk,
I thought of like this elevator door opening. And
I just realized
standing there.
The foundation is currently repairing the old church after the explosion.
No, the old church is still the way it is, so everything's fine. It is what it is. I mean, it's an old church, so they just kind of covered it up for now. Just because nobody goes over here because of all the haunted stories that they keep pushing out to make it like don't go here.
Okay.
And as you walk in, you see Archer standing there. And I'm not saying Cat Archer. You see Archer actually turn towards you, and I get to describe him for Snowy. Archer is a taller individual. You can see they are wearing a red leather jacket with a binder that kind of pokes, like shows underneath. And they're wearing a little bit of ripped jeans with high boots as he turns towards you all. His hair is just a little bit covering his face, and he has piercings on his ears.
Iggy is very confused.
I hand him the balloon.
Archer just gently takes it.
Happy party?
Happy party.
Archer, not gonna point out the obvious here, but you're not a cat right now.
Yep, That is exactly what happened.
What's going on?
Not that I'm not happy to see you as a human, but why are you not a cat?
Because time is moving forward. And we're running out of time.
And what does that have to do with being you being back in your body?
Wait, are you back in your body?
I am.
He was about to poke.
I poke, yeah, exactly.
He just watches you both. It's me. I'm really in my body.
Last time we heard, Cecily said that Belle took your body. What's going on?
That will be revealed in due time.
Sorry. That was fourth wall me.
For now, we need to focus on the present.
Yeah. I assume you already know why we're here.
I've checked multiple possibilities. I have that ability back. So.
Oh, shit. If I knew you were going to be back as a human, I would have brought some pizza for you.
I didn't want pizza. You're fine.
Sure, it was really good pizza.
I'm sure. Thank you.
And what'd you find?
Well, I figured you might need this ability, so I can help you make your decision.
Well, how should we do this?
Honestly, not 100% sure. I can't see past a lot of this area, actually. This is probably the first time where I kind of feel useless. Other than when I was a cat.
Come on. So, what happens if we were to remove the Overseer's power from you and remove the concept of an Overseer in general?
Either one you pick, things will change. Everything needs to rewrite itself. It's not as if an Overseer would never have existed, but the world has to adjust to their not being an Overseer or to their staying an Overseer. The changes will be drastic. I can't see what they would be. But it's also a world that is not forcing an Overseer. The last time an Overseer was brought into this world, it was forced. And vengeance came from it. And this time, I have no vengeance if I'm part of the Overseer. I have no ill will towards Woolbranch or ill will towards anything. That's the difference between me and Catherine of the past. Things will be rewritten. And as much as Will Branch wants to call it the same exact thing as it was last time, it's not. As much as I know you all want to give me this choice of being the Overseer or not, it's not my choice to make. That's why the pillars were made. I'm not a god. I'm not to be the god. I follow the will of those who live here.
Archer, you once confided in us that you were most afraid of losing your humanity before.
Yeah, I did.
You still fear that?
I'm not gonna lie and say that those fears are completely gone. But the fact that those fears are still here means that I'm still human. The fact that I still have feelings for all of you and for this town and for everything that's happened so far, for Belle, for Will Branch, for this world, I'm human. As I'm sure the Overseer has no emotions. It's still possible that I could. I'm not saying it won't. It's not possible, but I don't know. Hell, I don't even know if I have to be connected to it anymore.
He turns to the rest of the group. Well, we're here now. Does anyone have any thoughts? I mean, I'll kick things off then. I want Archer to live a life free of this responsibility of an overseer. And I want this town to have a chance to just live its own life and not rely on a single entity anymore. So if it were up to me, if it was just my choice, I say maybe it's time we get rid of an overseer's done. And then we can see what happens from there. But that's my thoughts. What about you guys?
I agree, Iggy. I feel like we, not we, but Will Branch and our ancestors, they, my ancestors.
My ancestor.
Yeah. I mean, they tampered with things that probably should have never been tampered with in the first place. And if we put things back to the way they were, and magical monsters are still drawn to Will Branch because of the innate magic that's here, that's just natural. And Jason and I talked, and maybe we'll rework the organization, and maybe it'll be surviving without an overseer, but still protecting the town from whatever might come.
He turns to Lore. You think if you take over the Fae, that's something you're willing to face, Lorelei?
Yes.
So then what do you think?
I believe Archer should have his own life to choose what he wants to do.
Thursday.
Well, you know my answer.
Miggy just like squints like, no, I don't. That's why I'm looking at you.
I thought you were going to ask if Hell was going to be at the defense of Will Branch. Of course.
I mean, no. The overseer thing.
That part's complicated.
Oh.
Look, I agree that Archer should live his own life. But I worry about Will Branch being undefended. I mean, as ideal as it would be to just get rid of the Overseer once and for all, and just let, I guess, nature or fate take its course. Maybe there's another solution to think about. options were. We either keep the Overseer in place or we get rid of the Overseer and let Royal Branch stand on its own. But what if there's a third option?
That would be...
split the powers of the Overseer. No one person should have to take the burden of the Overseer alone. So?
You all have done so much, though. I can't expect that of you all. You all have lives that you all want to live, too.
Maybe not just us.
Maybe everyone.
Maybe it's time we put our trust into this town to the test. Maybe they won't know it, but when it's all spread out like that, the unconscious will of Royal Branch people will find its own way to defend itself once they all work together like that.
True.
There is bound
Royal Branch can learn to come together then, but hey, Iggy's right. If Royal Branch can come together, then the individual hopes and dreams collect up and might bend the will of Royal Branch in a direction. A good direction.
Archer just kind of takes a deep breath and lets out a sigh. I can't tell you what will happen if we do choose that, if you choose that. I'm not against it. I just can't tell you what will happen. There's millions of possibilities. One of those possibilities I can see is that those that are part of the Overseer's power will be trapped here. But that could be an extreme. Could be you're right. Putting that much trust into Will Branch, maybe it'll be able to handle it. I don't know.
I just think blanketing the power into small fractions, small snowflakes of individual ability, I feel it'd be far more useful.
Something they never really understand that they have, but when they need it, it'll
be
there. And maybe that's for the best. Maybe it's something they shouldn't just have at will, at hand.
And not alone.
And not alone.
Yeah, maybe.
No one person in Royal Branch should be burdened with all that power. So, I say let all of Royal Branch, the entire town, shape Royal Branch way they collectively want it to be.
The third option is always the hardest. That's why they don't list it.
Yeah, he kind of smiles like wryly at Lorelai, like, yeah, but third options are usually our ones we go with, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even after all this, you're all still so considerate of me.
Yeah. Because you're not just our friend, Archer. You're our family. Mm. It's what we do.
Yeah. All right, so... I guess that comes the next question.
How did you get back to your body? Because I'd love to find that answer.
No.
Ugh.
What about all of you? Are you staying in Will Branch or are you leaving? After all of this...
we go around and just say what we want to do once we beat Lilith. Who wants to go first?
Well, to be honest, if we were to do this, if we were to spread the power of the Overseer across town, and once we take down Lilith, I'm not sure how much would change with Wallbranch. And that being said, I don't know if I'd be able to stay.
You think you'd be forced back to hell? You're packed
up. Maybe. Maybe, or even my very presence could bring more danger to Wallbranch because of my nature.
Well, then let's ask instead, just from pure desire, do you want to stay in Wallbranch?
Let's answer that question.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah, I could see you working in Axolotl.
I was thinking Leaf and Bean, but you know what? I think I could make a good mascot.
You'd make a great one.
Well, what about the rest of you?
Oh, yeah, what about the rest of you guys?
Well, I worry about doing something to the whole town that they don't know about. Not giving them a choice. That for me is tough because that's exactly what we didn't have. And we don't know what that's going to do to them.
But putting that aside, do you want to stay in Wallbranch?
That's what we're answering.
And yeah, I mean, Jason and I already said that we're going to be here to take care of the foundation regardless of what happens.
And that's what you want?
Oh,
more?
I already told Abby this, but I'll be going to be with the Fae after all is said and done.
And that's what you want.
Iggy will pause. I have lived my entire life here. Spent my entire life here trying to make sure that this town, I don't know, wanted me. I think once this is done, I need to figure out who I am outside of this place. So maybe I'll travel for a bit and figure out who Iggy is outside of Wallbranch.
And will you come back?
Yeah. Once in a while. Especially if Stella stays here. See you guys stay here. I'm not going to live the rest of my life not seeing you guys. I just need to, I don't know, I need to see the world outside of Wallbranch. Maybe take Skull Rider to a national stage. Yeah, that's laughing.
A lot of evil dudes out there.
Yeah. A lot of places need a hero.
Yeah.
So there's your answer, Archer.
Thanks for answering honestly.
It's two stay, one sort of next town over in the Fae, and one leaves for a while.
Mainly wanted to ask because, well, after all of this, after everything that's happened so far, I feel like you all have been thrust into this destiny and haven't had a chance to think about what you all want. And yet you still thought about what I would want. I don't know what I want. I thought I wanted to not be overseer. Now I thought I wanted to be overseer. I don't know what I want. And I've come to enjoy the indecision. I know you all are worried about me. And I appreciate that. I would have been fine if you all said that I was to keep being the overseer. I accepted the position. I embraced it, even if it took me this long.
You never should have had to.
Probably not. But there's a difference between me and Catherine. I had the choice. Catherine came to me and I don't think I told any of you this. When she was losing her spark, the ability to be the overseer, she told me I didn't have to. And when I took it, she cried. And she said, I wanted to do more than I got. I wanted to offer it, not force it. But I hoped you would say no. I think I would say yes again. Even knowing all of this now, I would probably say yes again. Just so you all could live normal lives. Just so Will Branch could be left alone. But that's idealistic and not helpful in this current moment. So I guess we're raising hell then?
When do we not?
That's fair and valid.
What's our motto? Fuck around?
Find out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's time to live up to our motto then. The key to the door.
We'll see each other on your side then.
The key to the door is two parts. Part of it is me, part of it is Elizabeth. The fact that I'm back in my body, that's part one. Because Lilith can't arrive without me here. But if we move forward from this point, it's ride or die. Are y'all ready?
Yeah. Iggy does take a step forward. Yeah. Guys, that's how we all do the whole step forward thing. I kind of feel like an asshole just standing up here forward by myself. Guys, hello?
Archer just starts laughing a little bit.
He takes a picture.
Commemorate. Frame it.
Cecily later, please.
Cecily will step forward too.
Oh, thank God. Rest of you guys, like, come on.
Paper, rock, scissors.
How are we gonna do this? You're both VTubers right now.
What?
Yeah, you can't do rock, paper, scissors because you can't. You don't have hands.
Aki, you tell me what you got, and I'll tell you what I did.
This is some bullshit.
I got the same as you. We both got rock.
Damn it. She was right.
I like to imagine this is in character, and Archer's just laughing.
No, I step forward.
As does Lorelai.
He turns to Trixie. Well, Trixie, you can tell Cassius we have our answer.
Send.
Oh, don't send him that one.
You get it back in text immediately. LOL.
And I text back, they're such good kids. I like them.
And then Cassius.
You're going to be a great counselor.
Cassius will send back, I like them too. These kids are going to save the world. Archer just kind of smiles.
Let's be honest here, it's not going to be mutually exclusive.
Alright, well, now that we have our answer, now for the fun part.
Click. X gonna give it to you anyway.
He looks behind
him.
What's
the fun part?
Towards the door. You see the door open. And you see Belle step through. And she just kind of looks towards all of you. Hi.
Hey.
Just waves.
Long time no see.
Yeah, defending my partner's body kind of does that. You know, especially in space-time, whatever I was in.
Man, it feels like we haven't seen you in at least a year or so.
Yeah.
He kind of gives a little bit of, like a friend, like, you know, a quick goodbye could have been nice.
Yeah, it would have been real nice.
Well, at least you wanted to.
She nods. And then Archer just kind of stretches. The door is opening. Time to go kick some ass.
How much time we got?
All right.
How much time we got?
You see them just like lift their hand and you see the strings appear. 10 minutes.
Holy shit.
Wait, what?
He just smiles. I told you. But I didn't want to tell you that yet. Because I needed you all to tell me those answers honestly.
Okay, 10 minutes until we face our big, 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 big enemy.
Let's head on back to the foundation then. Go find Elizabeth and get this party going.
Yeah.
All right. You all head into the elevator that connects the sanctum to the foundation proper, where for a moment, Cassius and Trixie look towards you all. Well, it's been fun.
You're going?
We have to.
Any advice before we face this harbinger?
Harbinger is a joy when all hope is lost. Even at its bleakest, don't grant it that. And you'll be fine.
You know, Trixie? It was great meeting you, Trixie.
It was really swell meeting all of you. So my word of advice is kick their ass.
That's a good one. That's a very good. I like yours better. Next time I'll use that one.
You're gonna be one hell of a counselor, Trixie.
Aw, thanks. Also, here's my card.
Yeah, that'd be great, but I'm pretty sure I'm not allowed at school.
You can contact her.
Oh, no, this is for... Yeah. Oh. This is, well, it's for everyone, you know, if you guys want to text me or whatever. I send the best memes.
We'll have to sit in on your graduation for sure.
Oh my god, I just had a Vlad moment. Also, I need that back. It's my only card.
Oh no. I made a lot of copies.
You were supposed to just copy the phone number into your phone.
Yeah, it's a running gag in our Shadowrun game. Snowy's character Vlad. Here's my business card. Oh, by the way, I need it back.
I need it back. It's my only copy.
Cassius just smiles towards you all. As much as I wish you all could join New Visions, because I would recruit you in a heartbeat. Maybe if you all become omens.
Or not. That would be great, too.
It's probably better that you're not omens. You've all had it rough not being omens. I can only imagine how rough you would have as omens. So, let's just avoid that. I think... Trust me, you don't want to have to go to our school. Not that it's bad. You're probably right. We take care of everyone. But I mean, it's not a good thing to be an omen. I'm sure that one can tell you. And he'll point towards Archer, who just kind of gently nods. Having the weight of the world on your shoulders is not fun, is it? Archer just watches Cassius and just nods. Cassius just sighs. Sorry, you remind me of a young me. Ugh. I'm not that old. Trixie, tell me I'm not that old.
You're not that old.
I'm not that old.
Even if you were, who cares?
Ah, such a delight. I do. He just starts walking. Take care of yourselves, Wilbranch, Pillars, heroes, whatever you will deem yourself. Oculus will be watching. And we look forward to seeing your progress. Come along, Trixie. I think it's time we had a coffee and something sweet to eat.
Oh, heck yeah.
Let's go.
Can we also pick up something for Julio as well?
Oh, we
He's
must.
Really torn up about me leaving.
Of course, yes. Wait, you're leaving? Wait, oh, I understand. Yes, of course. Yes, anyway. Of course. Also, I heard something about him and the gentleman, so we must talk about that, of course.
What?
Oh my god. The tea.
So she gives everybody a hug. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to do so great. Don't stress out too much about it, but keep an eye out for one another, okay? If you need anything, let me know. Also, Cecily, I'll let you know the tea.
I'm totally contacting you about those wedding plans.
Thank you.
Wedding?
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, nobody else heard about the wedding plans.
Congratulations, by the way.
Wait, what?
Wait.
You're getting married already?
No. It's not like a tomorrow thing.
Oh, I thought it was.
Hold on. Is that what you guys were discussing in the gazebo while dancing to Time of Your Life?
No.
That was oddly specific.
That was very oddly specific.
Oddly specific.
Yeah, were you spying on me?
What? No.
Cassius will lean. Yes, they were.
That was a private moment.
Oh, guys, not to rush things, but we literally spent like 5 minutes here.
Cassius just wiggles their shoulders a little bit. Come, Trixie, leave them to their heroic deeds.
Bye! I love you guys! Have a good time!
Kick some ass.
Make your choices.
Make your choices. Look what was super close to the street.
You all see as Cassius and Trixie walk to the center of the foundation grounds. You can see Cassius will just smile towards you all, take a little bow, and then you see them lift their hand. You see wings just show and then wrap around them both, and they're gone.
Okay, well, we got an appointment. Best not be late.
As you all head up to where the door was, it is no longer just chained. Their chains remain, but it is now shaking loudly, angrily. Elizabeth looks towards all of you as you all enter. I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm terrified.
I know what's going to happen. Whatever comes through that door is going to get its ass kicked.
Yes, well, I put my faith in all of you.
We'll see you on the other side.
Yeah. You know what? And she looks towards you, eh? If I live through this and I come back, I'll ride a horse.
Oh, you're gonna have to, like, we're definitely doing that.
And you'll probably see me cry like a baby. And then she just smiles as she starts to walk. She walks over towards the door, and as she gets closer, you all feel this strange energy pulsing from the door. The door rattles more as if it senses her approach, knowing exactly what she is meant to be. Archer instinctively goes in front of all of you and places a barrier so that it's only her and the door. But you all could still see. You see her touch the knob of the door, and immediately the chains break, shatter into thousands of pieces. But the door does not open, per se. It just simply fades. And she stands there. And then she slowly turns towards all of you. And smiles. So you are my captors. It's a pleasure to finally make your acquaintance, heroes of Wilbranch. I've been so longing to meet you all. And with that, we're going to end the session there. We are on our final mystery, babies!
Holy shit, and it's starting up quick!
It's happening!
Nope. I thought we were gonna get like maybe a day or two.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Nope. 10 minutes. That's all you get.
So I had the same kind of thing he said, nope. But okay.
Don't worry about it. It's great. Everything will be fine. You got this. It won't. I'm not throwing you all into a big battle right away, I promise. We're gonna have a few sessions of this.
I was gonna say, god damn, you just want to end it that fast.
Yeah, to end of the game. No, absolutely not. That would have been really mean. I wouldn't do that to y'all.
Let's do this.
Yeah, no.
Final boss, let's go.
You got prep to do. You'll die. Don't do that. All right. Well, thank you everybody so much for hanging out with us.
All right, guys, thumbs up. Let's do this. Leroy!
Oh, no. And then A is dead. We have made it to the last mystery. Oh boy, howdy. It's going to be great. Big thank you to Snowy for being here.
What?
Thank you.
Thank you, Snowy.
I was here for comedic. I was comic relief.
We're going to miss you until the whole thing starts.
Yeah. But don't worry, because Snowy's going to join us for our Apocalypse Keys table, which will happen after the finale. The date will be announced soon, so we're already entering pre-production. that's the announcement for this session. We're entering pre-production.
Yeah.
That means I'm working on overlays and art and shit. Wow. So what's actually happening? It's a thing that is
happening.
And the,
we already have our characters made and our backup characters idea brainstormed.
No, pretty much there's only one.
I will tell you all
my
this.
Backup's backup.
I will tell you all this. With this mystery, if you die, you die.
Oof.
This is it. I know you all have been really careful before. You die, you die.
Fuck!
I'm not gonna do this whole god shit of you being like, you're back to, you live at the end of it. Because everyone, no.
Well, time to stop hoarding all those potions I had.
Now you got pizzas.
Now you got pizzas. Exactly. They're all health potions. The pizzas were health potions. You were correct.
Potions all
you
along.
Were correct in hoarding them. That's all you needed.
I solved your, those, I solved your pizza puzzle.
Each slice heals like a point of a harm. Like 0.5, like no, 0.05 harm.
Every,
so you gotta eat like a lot of pizza.
Every pepperoni is a point.
You gotta eat a lot of pizza to get back one harm, but you'll be fine. But I'm gonna be throwing a lot at y'all, so it's gonna be exciting. This is gonna be a thrilling finale. I want it to be as fun as possible. Now is my favorite part, where we talk about our favorite parts, as well as give kudos. Who would like to give a favorite part or kudo first?
I want to give Snowy for the Great Resignation.
Yeah.
Plus, yeah, definitely that one.
Plus, also job application.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That was so funny.
That's pretty good.
I love Lorelai's and
Abby.
I love that. And Abby is the little.
On that note, also
it's
Cecily.
So cute. Yes.
Yeah, Cecily and Jason too.
Very
oh my
cute.
God.
And then Iggy it's saying, "I love you for the first time."
Oh. Yeah.
If Lorelai dies after that whole entire speech, I'm gonna be so upset.
Well then, don't die.
Well then, don't make it seem before she dies. Trust me, if Viggy dies, Stella will avenge his death.
Oh yeah, Stella will go on a fucking murdering spree. Anyone else have any favorite parts of kudos they want to grant?
I want to give kudos to the GM for setting all this up.
Yeah.
And for Happy Party.
Happy Party!
I was like, why are you thanking me? What am I doing? What have I done? Nothing. Nothing.
No,
you put this together.
It.
So thank
nothing.
You.
I've done nothing.
Except our love.
No.
Accept it!
Hey,
no.
Accept our love! Accept that.
Refuse.
Accept our love.
Accept it!
No.
Yes.
We
yes.
love you.
No.
Accept it.
Gross.
You're gonna accept
no.
it whether you want to or not.
Stop it. Get help. Anyway.
No.
And I want to say, of course, a big thank you to my players who have been here this entire time. We finally made it to the final season. This will be my second ever campaign I've ever finished. So I'm very thankful. So thank you. Because I didn't get to finish my last one. So this makes me feel real good.
Your vote is a chicken?
Huh?
Andy says favorite part was Lady Gwendolyn being revealed as an omen.
That'll be the cliffhanger.
Outside of our characters.
The cliffhanger will be Lady Gwendolyn has been pulling the strings.
It was the chicken all along.
It was the chicken all along. I had to throw something fun
that.
In there. I had to throw something fun in there. You'll find out. That'll be a thing. And also, you don't know that because she didn't share it.
Yeah.
Secret that none of you know. No one understands the
offer
chicken.
Your soul to be Dark One.
All right. Well, I appreciate all of you for playing. As always, thank you so much for our viewers. If you are listening to this, excuse me, in audio podcast form, did you leave a review like I asked you to in the first episode of this three part? You better go do that right now. Like right now.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
Good.
Do it.
Go do it.
Wait.
Do it.
Wait.
Leave us that 5 stars.
Wait. Did you do it? Proud of you. Thank you. All right. So, and of course, if you're listening to this live currently right now, thank you for hanging out in our chat. You can impact the game by being here. So you being here means the game is wild and chaotic, and we appreciate that very much. So feel free to join us over on twitch.tv/GMHino whenever we're live, and you can impact a lot of games. If you'd like to join us for more tabletop goodness, Friday is the start of a new campaign. Hopefully. Fingers crossed. Everything looks like it's going according to plan. Green light, hopefully. I'll let y'all know on my Discord. But we're hoping. Fingers crossed. And then, of course, on Saturday, we'll be back with more Wyvern's Mark Tales from Destrea, where some shit is going down. So, come join us for that. I gave some romantic shit last time. There's some tragic romance shit. Because you know I gotta have that juicy drama. So, come join us for that, too. And then, who knows? Maybe I'll sprinkle in an art stream here and there, but you can only find out on those from my Discord, so feel free to join my Discord, or feel free to follow me over on Blue Sky at GM Hina. But we appreciate all of you so much. Hopefully we'll see you in one of our other streams, but until then, stay safe, be kind, and we shall see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you, bye.